2018, they're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees 1,000 miles away. They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt at the border.
You showed how much you cared about our poor, brave troops in Benghazi and those who were working to keep our ambassador safe. Yeah, you showed how much you cared. Barack Obama desperately trying to pull out this this win for Bill Nelson in Florida and campaigning, of course, for the far left-wing mayor of Tallahassee who wants to be the next governor. How do you go from Rick Scott as governor of Florida to someone like Andrew Gillum? That is like a, that's a bad dream, my friends. That's a really bad dream. 855-40-LAURA. Joining us now is the aforementioned governor of the great state of Florida running for this very important race for the Senate seat currently held by Bill Nelson, liberal Democrat. Governor Scott, great to talk to you. How you doing, my friend?
Great. We're traveling around the state. Right now I'm in the Villages. We'll have 4 events today. We'll have 6 events tomorrow, just getting everybody to vote. We're going to win as long as everybody gets out and gets to the polls and votes. We're doing well so far. There's no blue wave in the state. So we just all have to vote. If you voted, make sure all your friends and family vote. Make sure they, you know, we've got to keep this country headed in the right direction, and we've got to keep this state headed in the right direction. So it's going to be, I think we're going to have a great day tomorrow.
This is what Chris Christie said, Governor, on ABC yesterday. Let's listen.
If we're looking forward to Tuesday night, 2 places to look as to what kind of night it's going to be is the Florida Senate race and the Wisconsin governor's race. In the Florida Senate race, you have the 2-term governor against the long-term incumbent, Bill Nelson, against Rick Scott. It's going to tell us a lot about voters, how they feel about politicians. And in those states that were so key to the presidential election, we're going to see what happens there in terms of that Republican intensity. If Scott and Walker win, then I think it's going to be a decent night.
Yeah, decent night for Republicans. Governor, is that how you see it, Florida as a bellwether state?
Well, you know, Lori, as you know, it's a 50-50 state. You know, you work hard to win your elections. This is a tough place to win elections. But we win because we show up and we talk to everybody and we talk about the issues they care about. What do they care about? They care about jobs. They care about their kids' education. They want to be safe. So, you know, whether you're talking about the border security or local security, all these things, they're important. Here's why I think about my race. My race comes down to, I'm a worker. Bill Nelson's never done anything. Nothing. He's proposed like 900 bills. I think 11 have become law. Somebody that knows how to run a business. That's what I did in my life. We've added 1.6 million jobs. The only job Bill Nelson knows how to take care of is his. And that's what he does every day. I've focused on a plan to turn around the country, includes term limits. Clearly, Bill Nelson, he opposes term limits. So he's a talker. He's a big talker, lots of speeches. He doesn't do anything. I'm a doer. So that's why we're going to win tomorrow night.
Well, I really think you're going to win. And yeah, I'm sorry, Governor, I didn't mean to interrupt. I really think you're going to win, though. I don't put a lot of stock in these polls because every time I go and give a speech, as I did in Arizona over the weekend, when I ask people, I had a big crowd, supply group, really big, you know, manufacturing crowd. And I said, how many of you have been polled? And then someone shouts out, 5 times, but I never tell them the way I really feel, what I really, you know, think, because they don't trust these pollsters. And yet, even with that new St. Pete polls give you know, you're basically up 1.5. Again, that's too close to the 3.4% margin of error. But I can't imagine the state of Florida wants to become Tallahassee. I mean, God bless Tallahassee, but it's not exactly the most, you know, it's not the beacon for the state.
No. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. It's, you know, you look at the governor's race and you look at Ron DeSantis. He's got a background. He was in the military. He's had success. He was a successful congressman. And, you know, you look at where Andrew Gillum is. Andrew Gillum and Bill Nelson are very similar. They've gone way off to the liberal end. They want to destroy. They want to get rid of ICE. They want to have open borders, right? They want to raise your taxes. They've never created a job, either one of them. And so that's why, if you look at this, the polls, Laura, I don't know if you remember this, but the polls in both my races always said I was going to lose. I mean, I think there was a poll 2 days before I won the primary back in 2010 said I would lose by 11. All the polls at the general said I would lose in 2010 and 2014. And we win because people believe in us. They want a better economy. They want a better life for their families. They know we're going to show up and bust our butts.
Well, that Next Gen America, that Tom Steyer organization, they spent about $5 million as of the end of September on Andrew Gillum's race. And their goal is to convince these millennials that somehow their life is going to be better under liberal leadership, which I, for the life of me, I do not understand how someone from the millennial generation would think that, given where we are economically now. But has the Steyer Bloomberg money come in your race as well? Have you felt that?
Well, who's really come in big in my race is Bloomberg. They're spending, or they've been spending for weeks, about $10.5 million a week running ads against me.
Wow.
Complete lies. But they've been just putting in a lot of it's, you know, it's Bloomberg. I think it's primarily Bloomberg. Bloomberg, Soros, Steyer, all of them come in. Steyer spent a lot of money in 2014 against me, something like $15 or $20 million against me. But the bottom line is it's our job to go tell our story and tell people why they should vote for us. And when we do that, we win. And that's why we're going to have a big win tomorrow night. We're getting out there. I've probably shaken hands with over 500,000 people in the last 8 years.
Wow.
So I travel this state every night. We just had, I'll give you a difference in interest in our race. I was in Panama City area in a little town called Lynn Haven, where was, you know, almost dead center of the damage of Hurricane Michael. 1,400 people there last night for a rally.
Wow.
1,400 people. There's a picture of somebody tweeted of a Bill Nelson rally. Five people were there.
I mean,
a couple of days ago.
I mean,
so there's a lot of interest in our race.
Yeah, no, he's boring. Yeah. I mean, but, God bless him.
They know.
He's just boring. He's a boring. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Gov. Gov, you have to. You're friends with Trump. You've known him for a long time. But Donald Trump, have you ever seen anything like these Trump rallies? I mean, I have. I work for Reagan, okay? And it was a different era. It was before social media and all that. Reagan, Clinton, George W. Like, I have never seen turnout at rallies and people more energized and positive and happy about America than I do at a Trump rally. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, he did two for me and Ron DeSantis this week. He did one last Wednesday, one Saturday night. And it was standing room only. There were thousands of people outside that couldn't get in, and the energy was unbelievable. And he did a good job of explaining why we've got to get the right people elected. He did a really good job. It was a lot of fun to be there. Pensacola, they had that's not a big town. But thousands and thousands of people there, and they're there hours ahead of time.
It's exciting
to travel and do his events.
Governor, they always say the rallies don't matter. The rallies don't matter. They said this in 2016. I got to play something for my listeners. They might have missed it. This was your opponent, the incumbent Democrat, Bill Nelson, last week. Let's listen.
That story of Rwanda is very instructive to us. When a place gets so tribal that the two tribes won't have anything to do with each other.
All right?
And that jealousy turns into hate. We have got to watch what's happening here in America.
So his closing argument is, vote for me or we'll turn into Rwanda. As far as I can tell, that's his close.
I know. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I think we're all shocked. He's trying to say our country is so divided that we're becoming like Rwanda. Or was it now hundreds of thousands of people were killed in genocide? So let's look at the difference. That's where he sees our country. Let me tell you, after the hurricane that we just had, we had people starting within hours after the hurricane left our state, drove from all over the country. They came down here. They opened up food. They served food to thousands of people. They brought tarps, put tarps on people's houses. They brought water. They brought diapers. They did everything to help people. That's what I see in our country. I see our country of doing great things together. No, we have civil discourse on this election, but there's a difference. What Bill Nelson sees is just all the divide, because you know why? That's who he is. It's all partisan to him. This has nothing to do with taking care of some family. It's about how does he have more power? That's all it is.
Do you agree with President Trump's focus on immigration in these final this final week, really, of the campaign? He has the most passion when he talks about now a third caravan, by the way, coming from El Salvador, where its members being bused from the state of Veracruz in Mexico, out of Veracruz up toward Mexico City. So that's where the third caravan apparently is now. But do you agree with his focus on that?
Absolutely. I mean, if who does want to be safe? I mean, we all do. I mean, we got it. We have to have a secure border. The Congress has done a horrible job with our immigration laws. So what's the president's responsibility? Keep us safe. And that's what he's doing. We've got to have border security. But we also have to have a Congress that says, you know, let's fix this stuff. And Bill Nelson, Congress, I mean, they just sat on this stuff for decades. So, I mean, I sit down with the president before we do the rallies, and he's been explaining to me what he's accomplishing there. And I'm thankful that somebody cares, that this is so important to him that he's going to make sure something happens to secure our borders.
And, Governor, you know what I would not that you need any advice from me, but, you know, when you're hit by this in the last hours of this campaign, someone says, well, don't you feel bad for these people? Like, absolutely, which is why Bill Nelson, why didn't he support what the president was doing on giving amnesty to almost 2 million people in exchange for real immigration reform last February? Instead, Bill Nelson, Chuck Schumer, all of them shut him down. Why did they do that? They wanted to keep the issue alive instead of solve this problem. That's how I'd answer them.
Because he's a partisan. Lindsey Graham came down and campaigned for me this week, and he said, you know, he never campaigns against people that are in the Senate. But he says, you know, Bill Nelson, he doesn't care about your state. He voted against the Trump tax cuts. I mean, that was good for our state. He you know, was part of, you know, attacking Kavanaugh. He voted against Kavanaugh. All right, so that was not, you know, how many people think somebody should be treated that badly? None of us do. And then Bill Nelson supported the Iran deal. Okay, the Iran deal is just the most anti-Israel deal out there. And so these guys have just become pure partisans.
Well, Governor, we think you're going to pull out a phenomenal victory. I'm really looking forward to it. You have done such an amazing job with the state of Florida. I know you're going to be missed, but you're term limited, so you're leaving the governor's mansion. But you have done just an incredible job. I had a chance to meet your wife a few years back. She's just amazing, delightful.
She didn't say hi.
Yeah, by the way, she could be a politician herself. She's so good. She's amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we just wish
she enjoyed. She enjoyed seeing you.
Oh, that was fun with Gay Gaines in the crowd. But Governor, best of luck out there. Yeah. We'll be watching. We'll be covering it.
Thank you, Laura. Have a great.
All right, you take care, Governor. And I'm really looking forward to watching these returns, Governor Rick Scott. Everyone out in Florida, go vote. If you haven't voted yet, make sure you get to the polls. Future of prosperity and peace. You need senators who represent the will of the people, not more roadblocks to reform. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.